Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, DJ smells so good, and DJ party time. It's Wrecking the Game Entertainment, y'all. Roll with it, or get rolled the fuck over. It's the mixtape, and I'm Key, Mr. Rude as usual, the Bay Area. Let's go.
All these bitches and all these hoes want to jump on the party, but come on, bring your track and bring your smoke, because we both want to bust the nut.
That's right.
All these bitches and all these hoes want to jump on the party, but come on, bring your track and bring your smoke, because we both want to bust the nut.
Yeah. Talking that, walking that, spinning that hoes, because I really wouldn't mind if I could get up in those. Yeah, she looking cute, but I was keeping them both, thinking which one would like to take it down in the throat. When I'm fucking these hoes, there ain't no love involved, so I strap with a condom, I ain't going in raw. Shit, I hit them all if I'm given a chance. Nah, I'm bullshitting, see a few that I pass, but if I fade them, maybe smash, go all up in your gut. We in the back of the bus, way all up in the cut, staring at each other in this mutual lust. I had thoughts of running up, and I ain't giving a fuck. So listen up, baby, while I'm speaking the truth, you'll be thinking about me when you go back home to who?
Who
cares? Take another sip when it's on me, having you feel like you're the one.
Come on,
boss, go down.
About money or your job. It's about having good friends, a nice car, and nailing as many women as possible. That's why I choose Boosh Cologne. The name Cologne stems from the Roman Empress Agrippina, who'd sleep with anyone. I know. I did. And I'll sleep with you too. God, I love myself. I smell great.
Boosh Cologne. Get your sperm swimming.
Yeah, man, it's live in the building. It's your boy, Mr. Smell So Good, a.k.a. DJ Smell So Good, better known as Captain Smell So Good, of the Star System Smelly Prize. And we is live.
Oh, groovy, baby.
Time to learn language Tuesday. But we're actually only going to do an hour-long show today. Sorry, people, you know what I'm saying? I have to get busy working on my own DJ equipment. You know what I'm saying? So me and Timmy, gonna be off in the back, you know what I'm saying, working on some DJ equipment and stuff. So I have to get that done today. I've got some DJ gigs and stuff coming up, and I don't want to be like
in the game of checkers in life. Sometimes you make the wrong move and get jumped. If you made the wrong move and need money fast, we're here to capitalize on that. Some people are destined to make the wrong move over and over again. It's okay. It's all right. What are possessions and life's treasures if you can't cash them in during a self-imposed crisis? At Abigo Brokerage and Pawn, we'll secure the funds you need for any collateral items you can get your hands on. Just bring in your stock, jewelry, electronics, munitions, dust, automobiles, power tools, home movies, children, exercise equipment, pets, coin collection, or your spleen, liver, or kidney, we'll give you cash on the spot. After all, some habits are expensive. We don't need proof of ownership. We're about the most basic exchange. Goods for money. We'll buy anything, including your dignity. Abigo Brokerage and Pawn.
Abigo Brokerage and Pawn is located at 1540 Broadway, New York, New York, 1003. 1-800-316.
And shout out to my homeboy Goofy Bone, man. Dog got a job. Officially a Mexican has got a job. So that's why you ain't seen him around. And you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, been a little topsy-turvy, but your boy holding it down, you know what I'm saying? On the Star Show, smell the prize. You know how I do. You know what I'm saying? Keeping it real. Keeping it true. Because I'm all about the Big Mac stacks. You know what I'm saying? Time to earn language season, man. We're going to get into a little bit of everything within 1 hour. Shouts out to Cyanide. It's going down real big, man. We're up in the building.
Price is right, boy, you could die tonight. Get bills for real, no dollars, no change. Hit a lick real quick, regroup like Danny Ainge. Keep it simple and plain, no pain, no gain. It is our main thing, you in point blank range. A soldier on the map, a cobra at that. One bite, there's no returning from that. Big Mike Stipe, big Mike Stipe, yeah. Big Mike Stipe, big Mike Stipe. My niggas just hit me back. As a matter of fact, my goons rest in the trap. Just for a couple of stacks, you could feel the impact. Big Mike Stipe, count me in for all of that. As a matter of fact, my niggas just hit me back. As a matter of fact, my goons rest in the trap. Just for a couple of stacks, you could feel the impact. Big Mac stacks, count me in. We're so sweet. Get that cash every cent. We won't sleep. Y'all know me. Two cats and dogs, unless I get in that scratch, I pause, then I proceed. See my whole fleet pack is large. Team for more cream, savage paw, I blast in all. When that jet is needed, I'm that fella streaming. Cross the water, marauder, raising hell for seasons. Hey, let's get it, I am with it, got the limit, and my thoughts are go a mile a minute. Look, SH about to strap up, but take time to add up. Your brakes up your pace, boy. I put my thugs in place, plus buses on your safe pace. Tough, better get your burner. Trying to get triple stacks like a Wendy's burger, you heard? Big Mike Stipe, count me in for all of that. As a matter of fact, my niggas just hit me back. As a matter of fact, my goons rest in the trap. Just for a couple of stacks, you could feel the impact. Big Mike Stipe, count me in for all of that. As a matter of fact, my niggas just hit me back. My goons rest in the trap. Just for a couple of stacks, you could feel the impact. Big Mike Stipe, big Mike Stipe, yeah. Big Mike Stipe, big Mike Stipe, yeah. Big Mike Stipe, big Mike Stipe, big Mike Stipe, big Mike Stipe, yeah.
Moving the crowd from right to left. Then I got a flight to catch. Do my thing, gotta figure what city is next. Cause I got a flight to catch. Gotta stay focused, no time for stress. Why? I got a flight to catch. Waiting for a good deal, so cut the check. Or I got a flight to catch. My own friends wouldn't come to my $5 show. Uh-huh. When I blow, they be begging me to sit front row. Yeah. Probably scream that I changed, cause I said no. Most of them fake, they wasn't rocking with me before. Come on. Used to have to pay the DJ to pump my song. Later. Used to have to wait last, just to perform. Yeah. Kid had to humble himself, I know what it is. Yeah. It's sad cause most of these contests be rigged. Yeah. Wanna thank all producers for charging so much. Uh-huh. That's a lot of reason why I started making beats and stuff. Yeah. Wanna thank engineers for high studio time. Thank y'all got me on my grind. I built mine, had to wise up, now I record for free. Attitude like you won't get rich off me. As I ride the beat like Rockwalla with him. Uh-huh. Motivated cause I used to deal with favoritism. I'm on a roll moving the crowd from right to left. Then I got a flight to catch. Do my thing, gotta figure what city is next. Cause I got
catch. Gotta stay focused, no time for stress. Why? I got a flight to catch. Waiting for a good deal, so cut the check. Or I got a flight to catch. You can catch me at the open mic, shutting it down. Your ass would, no sleep, the talk of the town. Come on. Hear my name ring bells like the stock is changed. Uh-huh. The flow make noise like the pocket change. Come on. Can't see me, my style is tenor. I'm an artist, so I drew the door and put my foot up in it. Come on. Got the whole city hype like, that's my jam. Grinding, trying to get my demo in the right people's hands. Kid, I'm a problem, the streets ain't solved, yo. High school, straight to the post like Garnett. Working 9 to 5, punching in and out. I'd rather be in the booth, punching in and out. Come on. So, get out my way, I got a dream to chase. You could be the king, cool, make room for the ace. Move along now, I got errands to run. Run, yo, still waiting for your taxes to come. I'm on the road, moving the crowd from right to left. Then, I got a flight to catch. Do my thing, gotta figure what city is next. Cause, I got a flight to catch. Gotta stay focused, no time for stress. Why? I got a flight to catch. Waiting for a good deal, so cut the check. Or, I got a flight to catch.
Ashwood. Y'all make sure y'all go to www.youtube.com and look for Ashwood. That's ASHW00D. And that's Ashwood versus AWOL. You know what I'm saying? The first 813 freestyle battle going out each and every Sunday right here live in Tampa Bay, Florida. And we're doing something real big. You know what I'm saying? Repping our city, repping our hood, repping our state. And I advise everybody to do the same. If you like to send your videos, you know what I'm saying? We'll post them. On 813 battles, that is, you know what I'm saying? So you send it to 813 battles with the S at gmail.com, you know what I'm saying? Any videos that you'd like to see appear on our YouTube channel, and then also go to youtube.com/813battles, and that's where all the official battles will be posted. And it's under maintenance right now because we just got the site set up, and we all, you know, working to post videos and stuff to it. So make sure you check it out. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be hot. We're going to have a lot of new stuff on there. And it should be pretty cool. So, check it out. Big ups to Alexander, Mr. Cyanide. You know what I'm saying? My international players up in this mofo flipper. And, yeah. I'm in debt, but still blocked. Damn. Yeah, we're talking about the subject right now. This has really nothing to do with Learning the Language Tuesday, unless you learn the credit language. But the difference between banks, credit unions, and, you know, or what's the best way to secure your money, you know what I'm saying? Me, personally, I fuck with banks, and banks don't teach you anything about investment, which is, duh, that's what the fuck you need, you know what I'm saying? You want to invest, reinvest your money to make money off of, not set it in a bank and wait 15 years to collect the goddamn interest off the motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? You got so many different options, CDs, IRAs, all this other kind of stuff that you can lock it in for a year and get a little change off of it. But credit unions actually show you multiple ways of investing your money and, you know, and actually seeing a quicker dividend than just waiting for the normal interest off a savings account or a lower interest yield than a checking account. Me personally, you know what I'm saying, I don't give a fuck about none of them. No financial institutions, period. You know, all rip-offs to me. So that's why I invest my money in a debit card, you know what I'm saying, when I need to make purchases, such as rental car rentals and all that kind of stuff. I place my money on debit cards, and that's more secure for me. And I feel more secure than carrying, you know, a few cards around, and then, you know what I'm saying, having to depend on checking my account, and then somebody done tampered with my fucking account at the bank or the credit union, and now I'm assed out. So, yeah. But, yeah, definitely don't fuck with banks. You know what I'm saying? Banks are just like the name. They end up for banking, you know what I'm saying? For breaking your pocket. And not into that. So, my best experience, you know what I'm saying? If anybody out there just trying to look to you know, save some money. And I don't mean trying to make interest off of it and stuff like that, but just save some emergency cash. And you don't want to put it in the bank. I would suggest you go and get a debit card. You can put up to $1,000 on it. I'll say put $900 on the motherfucker. Because at $1,000 or more, that's when, you know what I'm saying, you got to start signing paperwork and explaining, you know, why you got all this money on the car and all this little kind of fuck shit. You know, which you know what I'm saying, doesn't matter. Now, I'm actually on the bridge, you know what I'm saying, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE radio. And inside the bridge, we're discussing, you know, our own little sidebar, I would say. And most crook and everybody else, you know what I'm saying, really wants to make an investment, invested their money in the Swiss bank, have been for years, you know what I'm saying, even in the movie theaters, in the movies, you know what I'm saying, they show you where they actually got their money at, you know what I'm saying, so, shit, right, where the hell we need to be moving at, Switzerland, you know what I'm saying, going down real big like that, so, oh, yeah, I don't need that. Yeah, for taxes, man. Fuck taxes. Don't believe in that one. But, in the offshore. That's real. Fuck. Goddamn bullshit. All right, people. So what we're doing today, you know, it's Tuesday time to learn the language. Of course, you know, we'll be going back into... I forgot what lesson we actually on. I have to check real quick. And let's see what we're on. El postre, dessert. Vuelta y vuelta. I want it rare. El vino tinto. El bistec. El azúcar. La propina. Tip. El camarero. El vino blanco. Esto está muy caliente. This is motherfucking hot. Esto está muy frío. This is too cold. And quisiera, I would like. All right. That was Spanish that we had went. And what the hell is Hasa? Okay, let's go into some Hasa, even though I don't know what the hell it is. We're going into the language of Hasa. What the fuck is Hasa? Okay, let's see what the hell Hasa is. I don't know what the hell Hasa is. And the Hasa language. Or the Hasa people. Alright, give y'all a little background before we go into this. Hasa, H-A-U-S-A, is the Chadic language with the largest number of speakers spoken as a first language, about 24 million people, and as a second language, about 15 million more. Hasa belongs to the West Chadic languages subgroup of the Chadic languages group, which in turn is part of the Afro-Asiatic language family. Native speakers of Hasa, the Hasa people are mostly to be found in the African country of Niger and in north of Nigeria, but the language is used as a lingua franca, similar to Swahili in East Africa, in a much larger swath of West Africa, Accra, Abidjan, Dakar, Lomé, a whole bunch of other places, and Central Africa, particularly amongst Muslims. And radio stations like BBC, Radio France, International, China Radio International, a couple of those broadcasts in Hasa. And is also taught at universities in Africa and around the world. Traditional dialects include Kananchi, which is spoken in Kano, Bausanchi in Bauchi, Daranchi in Dara, and Gudaranchi in Katagum Misau, and part of Bomo. And Hadajanchi in Hadajia. Western Hasa dialects include Sakwatachi, spoken in Sokoto, Kata Sinachi and Katasina, Arawanchi and both Gobir and Adar, Kebi, Zamfara and Kerwayanchi and Kerfe of Nigeria Republic. Katsina is transitional between Eastern and Western dialects. All right, then. So, let's see. And this is something we're probably going to run into. Non-native Hausa is a term which defines the Hausa language as spoken by non-native speakers, especially as Hausa languages is used as a lingua franca in Western Africa. Non-native pronunciation vastly differs from native pronunciation by way of key omissions of implosive and ejective consonants present in native Hausa dialects such as D, B, and the K, or K, which are pronounced by non-native speakers as D, B, and K, respectively. This presents confusion among non-native and native Hausa speakers, as there exists a lack of difference between the pronunciation of words like day-day, correct, and day-day, one by one, in non-native Hausa. Another difference between native and non-native Hausa is the omission of vowel length in words and change in the standard tone of native Hausa dialects, ranging from native Fulani and Tarag, Hausa speakers omitting tone altogether, to Hausa speakers with Ger or Yoruba mother tongues using additional tonal structures similar to those used in native languages. Use of masculine and feminine gender nouns and sentence structure are usually omitted or interchanged, and many native Hausa nouns and verbs are substituted for non-native terms from local languages. Non-native speakers of Hausa number around 15 million, and in some areas live in close proximity to native Hausa speakers. So, basically, we're probably going to sound fucked up reading their language, but hey, I'm semi-American. Right. All right, check this out. Nigeria, Internet's biggest friends. You know that is. Hausa are Sahelian people, chiefly located in Western African regions of Northern Nigeria, and, Hausa, I don't know, people. Let's see, £1 million, please. Yeah, that's the other thing. Anyway, all of them, man, but this is for every action, is the opposite equal reaction. The reason they got the internet is to link the world, you know what I'm saying, so we can all network with each other, you know what I'm saying, simultaneously. But the opposite and equal effect and reaction to that is you got scammers that learn the email system and know how to send out emails. Like, I get them all fucking day long. Hello, my name is Akhlabak Blukabakablakaba. I am from bumfuck, whatever the fuck. I need you to send me your date of birth, name, address, social security number, mother's maiden name, driver's license, eye color, hair color. I mean, the shit just got, I haven't seen one that just, god damn, what's your asshole size? You know what I'm saying? I need your draw size. Titty size, I need all that. You know what I'm saying? You got to watch out, people. But you got dumbass people that steal, you know what I'm saying? Ooh, he wants to steal me ¥1 billion. Motherfucker, do you even know what a yen is? Let alone, you know, getting the goddamn shit over here and then being able to flip the cash. Oh, I need your bank account. I need your goddamn social security number. Man, come the fuck on, people. If Yahoo says, goddamn it, we'll never ask for your fucking personal information. So why the fuck is a bitch from overseas telling some man, I got too much money and I know what to do with it. I just need to send it to somebody. Man, that's some crazy shit. Nah, I know what yen is. I'm just saying, a few people out there, you know, don't know what the fuck yen is. You know, trying to get currency and shit and don't even know what the hell they got in their hand. I'm going to give you €1 million. Bitch, that ain't nothing like $10,000 in American language. You know what I'm saying? Shit. All right, people, hold on one second, man. one of the Mr. Undisputeds right here, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Ashwood in the mother building. Doing a real good, man. Well, man, homes.
What's up with you, man?
What's going down, man, up here, you know, giving advertisement to the battle and everything, you know what I'm saying? Checking on the comments, you know, trying to check on the comments.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Most definitely.
Yeah, I went back and said, motherfuckers, leave some comments. All that goddamn 22 watches. 22 bitches done watched it, but ain't nobody left no comments. We need some motherfucking comments, man.
I know.
They tripping. So, people, this is Mr. Ashwood on the line, you know what I'm saying? You getting what's ups from Singapore and the Netherlands. And they saying what's up to you. And, yeah, man, make sure y'all go out. Now, did I leave the information for the 813 battle page?
Yeah, I got it on, it's on round three. At the end of round three, I think you was talking about it.
No, I'm saying, but did I give you the information, like the password and shit to log into it?
Nah, you didn't give me that. You gotta send it, you gotta email it to me. I checked my email today. I ain't seen nothing in there.
Okay, yeah, that's right. I'll send that over to you. Yeah, because, I mean, we want to load it up on both pages, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I was checking out your YouTube channel. I was trying to look for it, but I didn't see it up there.
Nah, somebody got my fucking card reader.
Oh,
I can't take it straight off my damn camera. When I take it off the camera, ain't no audio.
I got it.
That's what I was saying the last time when I was trying to do it at the house. The picture was coming out and no audio, mm-hmm. and then no video in the video. So I got to take it straight off the card, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know my damn little card read that. So,
okay.
You know, I would have been had that shit down trying to get it done that day.
Yeah, I feel you. I don't know. Damn.
Yeah,
If I can copy it to my computer, then I can burn it to DVD and you can upload it like that, probably. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm just saying all the footage that I took, though. I'm saying on my camera, I can't take it off. You know what I'm saying? I can't get it off properly. I can't convert it off. I need my little card reader so I can take the SD card out, put it in the card reader, and then put the card reader itself into the computer. You know what I'm saying? So it's not actually reading off of the camera, because it's trying to read off of the camera. I don't know what the fuck. But it's posted.
Hey,
I know that shit. Shit is posted.
If you go on the tube and you check out round three, you'll see it's a little bit of drama. Somebody left a drama comment on there. It's some drama.
What? Already? Damn, that's what I'm talking about. All right. Let's see. This is why I want the 813 battle page, so I can just YouTube go straight to 813 battles, and I ain't got to sit up here and type in Ashwood search and all that. And be mistaken, because the first time I did that, I typed in just regular Ashwood, and that, of course, won't pull nothing up, but some other goofy-ass motherfuckers on here not doing shit. All right, let's see, Sunshine, give you all my time. Oh, yeah, Krim's still on there, though. 153 views. Got 13 views for round one. Yeah, 35 views for round two. And 36 views for round three.
That's what's up.
Yeah. AWOL the greatest. Let's see, A. Wally the fucking great. My boy will kill some shit. Just wait, my boy Wally gets off that nigga's fitted written shit. Oily baby came off the dome cap. G's will run it. What?
I don't know what the hell that shit said. It said some shit. I understand. I couldn't
what?
Even understand.
Yeah, what the fuck is that? Oily baby. Written shit. Oily baby came off the dome. Who the fuck is Oily baby? Hell, how you gonna leave a comment about yourself, though? That's AWOL. Is that AWOL the greatest? I'm saying the comment was made by AWOL, though.
I guess motherfuckers be ain't motherfuckers ain't think the email was gonna show up. I guess I don't know. Cause see, you know, I know you be on YouTube hard, Smelly. You know when you leave a comment, that bitch let you know who left the comment.
Yeah, what I'm saying, it said AWOL the greatest. Wow.
That's how should be.
Hey, shouts out to Torque up in this mofo flipper. Torque, what the fuck is up with all y'all and these goddamn names at the end, the numbers? Torque 64, Alexander 84. You know, I thought that was a motherfucker's age and shit. At first, I was going to kick Alexander off the show and shit. I'm like, bro, you too young to be on the show, man. 84, yeah, brother, nah, you too young to be on this show. 64, yeah, you way the fuck in there. You know what I'm saying? You way the fuck in there. Yeah, it's going down. Yeah, I don't cream, though. Gotta watch y'all typing. You know what I'm saying? Fast typing leads to misspelled words. And the smelly creams, it's not the word that I would want to be having the ladies here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He creams. No, scream, baby. Scream. He's a scream. Oh. All right, so check it out, people. We're going to get into some motherfucking hossa. You know what I'm saying? Irritation on real quick. And you ever heard of the not Bahasa, motherfucker? I ain't talking about the club and shit down here in Tampa, Florida. I'm talking about Hasa, the goddamn language. You know what I'm saying? I asked for no goddamn side laughter. All right, let's get this thing started, people. Barca de Rana. You got to say all that to say good afternoon. God damn. All right, check this out, people. And if you miss what the hell this language is, this is just another dialect, another spawn off of the African language, West Africa to be exact, around Nigeria and all them places. So if you happen to find yourself, you know what I'm saying, getting off the plane and lost in Hassa land, here's a little, you know what I'm saying, a little refresher for you. Now, sadness will fill everyone's eyes. Yes, I apologize, but the show is only for an hour today. Being that the fact a crab motherfucker tried to cross me and shit, and therefore I have to rebuild all of my DJ equipment, you know what I'm saying, and put it up to standards. But the color crab motherfucker out there tried to hate on me, and some DJ equipment that I just fixed, I have no access to. So, you know, being that you can't keep a real man down, I have to cut the show short a little bit and work on all my DJ equipment, you know what I'm saying, in order for me to make my bread. So, if you haven't noticed, you know, oh, Torque says he's an old school. Yeah, more experience. I'll buy that. For no dollars. Hold it. Wait. Hold on. Let me see. I don't believe that statement either. What the hell you say? I can't find it. I had a comment for that one. Scooby-dooby-doo. And that means Scooby. All right, well, while I'm looking for my song, man, I mean my little comment, let me play my number one song right here.
Titties and bear. I thank God Almighty for titties and bear.
Titties and bear.
I'm two-legged deer.
Titties and bear.
Thank God I ain't queer.
Titties and bear. Titties and beer, great big titties in my beer. God damn it, I love those motherfucking titties.
Every time I play that shit, I always have a picture of a old white dude sitting on a goddamn stool and shit, playing the guitar, drunker than a motherfucker. And right at the end, he just old big old titties and big, you fall off the goddamn bar stool and shit. You know what I mean? Crowd, woo, woo, he's fucking drunk, woo. Oh, man.
Lager, the beer that brought the forest down. I drive an exotic imported sports car. I eat exotic foreign food like Frankfurters and pizza. But when it comes to numbing my mind, I'm a patriot. I drink the beer that brought the forest down. I'm a lager man. And with the new 80-bottle Trump pack, you've got enough for the evening. Last night, I crapped in my bed and pissed in the closet. Hey, it's happy hour somewhere.
Lager brings out the patriot in you.
That's what I'm talking about. Lager. Shit. All right, people, don't forget, man, we're still taking donations, man. If you could please send all your donations to PayPal, you know what I'm saying, and that's to SaveTheClockTower at gmail.com.
Save please. The clock tower. Save the clock tower.
The motherfucker's still leaving up, you know what I'm saying? The clock tower, you even see the clock tower around. Right, you know, I don't even know where the motherfucker's at. I couldn't tell you. All right, so what we're going to do, people, let me go ahead and give y'all some ha-fa. Give y'all some ha-fa. And like I do, man, this is Language Learning is provided your part by www.byki.com. That's before you know it, .com for all your language learning needs. You can go there and check it out. All right, so first one we're going to get into, we got 10 cards, man. I'm going to give you 10 cards, just some meeting and greetings, and then I'm going to have to cut it short and then give you the rest of the news, because you know I got to give you any news, and then we'll take it tomorrow, yeah. And tomorrow again, man, we, you know, is What the Fuck is in Your Water Wednesday. Make sure y'all tune in, man, because we're going to be calling BP, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be calling goddamn BP, president of VP again until they just motherfucking send me around all their peoples, and we're going to call a couple of news agencies and find out, you know, what's really going on. So that's tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? Tomorrow's show is What the Fuck is in Your Water Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you tune in, tell a friend that needs a fuck about their water to check in, because it's going down. All right. So the first one is good afternoon. Good afternoon. We say Barca. Barca Darana, Barca Darana, and that's B-A-R-K-A, space D-A, space R-A-N-A, with an exclamation point. Like, good afternoon, Barca Darana. You got to say it with a big stupid cheese on your face, huh? Barca Darana. Yeah. So they look at you like, the fuck is wrong with him? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right. And you want to say good evening? Oh, I ain't got no audio, so we got to wing this one, people. Barca Dayama. Yeah, Barca Dayama. B-A-R-K-A space D-A space Y-A-M-M-A. Barca de Barca Dayama. Barca Dayama. Good evening, Barca Dayama. All right, then we go to good morning. These are meeting and greeting, people. This is basic Hausa meeting and greetings. Hausa is H-A-U-S-A. That's the Hausa language. Good morning is Barca, Barca da Asuba. Barca da Asuba. B-A-R-K-A space D-A space A-S-U-B-A, exclamation point. Barca da Asuba. One thing about this language learning program, if you have a laptop, it's very handy to download the program. So actually what you can do is before you actually fly to that country is download all the little lists. And even if you don't know the language, you know what I'm saying, you can always refer back to your little cheat sheet list. You know what I'm like, hold on, let me pump up my computer, turn your computer on, and then go and look up, you know what I'm saying, like just some basic meeting and greets. And then you can kind of show them, like, look, motherfucker, I'm just learning your shit. And yeah. 9 times out of 10, a motherfucker would come on in and be like, okay, well, at least you're trying to learn. and they'll most motherfuckers know how to speak English. They'll say they don't. Some of the bitches know how to speak English though, you know what I'm saying? what the hell is poor? Oh yeah. You know I'm a poor foundation. Saving the clock tower. Save the clock tower. actually, be donating too. Yeah, I gotta send me out a damn email to save the clock tower. I only need your name, your social security number, your bank invoice, bank account number, your last four statements. And I'll send you a certificate in the mail. All right, people, keeping it moving. Barka Da Asuba, B-A-R-K-A, space D-A, space A-S-U-B-A, exclamation point. Good morning. Barka Da Asuba. Okay. And good night. Good night. Barka Da Dare. Barka Da Dare. No, not Barka. Barka like the dog bark. You know what I'm saying? Barka. B-A-R-K-A space D-A space D-A-R-E with an exclamation point. Barka Da Dare. Good evening. Barka Da Dare. All right. Walk up to somebody and wants to just give a basic greetings. Krute. You say Sanu. S-A-N-N-U. Sanu. Almost Janu. Sanu. Greetings. Sanu. All right. We got a new one. Sanu, my brother. Sanu. Or hello. Sanu. Both of them is the same shit. Greetings. Or hello. It's Sanu. Okay. So if you're saying somebody says hello, they might be saying it professional. You know, hello. And then you might hear somebody say Sanu. And then, like, greetings, you know what I'm saying? Being more professional. All right. Mr. Mr. is Malam. M-A-L-A-M. Malam. Malam smells so good. Yes. Malam. M-A-L-A-M. Malam.
Malam.
And Malam. Mrs. is Malama. Wow, never thought that would come. Malama. M-A-L-A-M-A. Malama. Malama, lama, lama, lama. Oh, my bad, my bad. Ain't no Ricky Martin fans out there. You know what I'm saying? No. Is, A with the little mark, A. Okay. And I'm pretty sure I'm fucking that up, people. But just giving you a little starting point. I is yes. I, motherfucker, I. All right. And that'll do it. 10 cards, people. Told you we had to rush through this, man. We got to get to the news, you know what I'm saying? All right. We're going to flip through the last 10 cards, give y'all a refresher. And then we get into the nutty news of the day. You know what I'm saying? All right. First one is, what the fuck did I do? Uh-oh. Okay. Barka De Dare. Good night. Barka De Dare. We can do a little test. Barka De Dare is what?
Barka De Dare.
Barka De Dare. See how much you were paying. See how much you were paying attention. Yeah, Barka De Dare.
Barka De Dare.
No, what it mean, motherfucker?
Oh shit!
Here we go. Yes, motherfucker. It means good night. Okay, Barka Da Asuba.
Barka Da Asuba. It means good night.
Motherfucker, I just said good night.
Well, good morning.
I believe it's good morning. Let's just check. Good morning, goddammit. Damn. Barka Da Asuba. Good morning. Barka da suba. Sanu.
Good afternoon.
One word. Sanu. Sanu.
Sanu. Janu.
Sanu. Somebody's waving. Sanu.
How you doing?
There you go. Hello, motherfucker. Hello. Greetings or hello. Sanu. Barka da rana. Barka da rana. Barka da rana. Come on now. We only had, we covered two of them. Motherfucker, what the hell is going on? This ain't no sleep, but your ass sleeping like a song bitch around here, man. What the fuck is going on? Barka da rana. It's good evening.
Good evening.
Oh, my
yeah,
bad. I fucked it up. It's good afternoon. Shoot yourself. Pow! I got to shoot myself. Pow! Good afternoon. Barka da rana. All right. Sanu. Scream. All right. Fuck it. That'll conclude
Hello.
Your goddamn language learning shit. Next week, people, we're going to go on to 2 hours of the Hausa language. All right? We're going to go review, and then we're going to go through a test. All right? The test is just that. When I sit up here and I ask you, you know what I'm saying, you have to remember what the English version is. And then the next test is, when we do the second review, is you got to know what the actual language itself is. And that is the only way that you'll get a, you know, a little inkling of what you're actually learning is correct, and that is the Hausa language. So we will be getting right back into that, you know what I'm saying, coming up next Tuesday, time to learn the language. And because first we got to go ahead and, you know, keep y'all up to date, man, on what's going on around the world. You know, I'm very, very up on that, on worldly events, you know what I'm saying. And we will be probably be giving out a couple of awards, so don't be surprised. Yesterday was President Seton's show. We gave out a bunch of awards, a bunch of assholes. You know what I'm saying? Just to let you know, man, Nothing News of the Day is brought to you part by NothingNewsToday.com. For all your wild, weird, and crazy off the motherfucking wall news. Yeah, man. Next week. Don't forget, we got the freestyle battles. You know what I'm saying? The official 813, excuse me, lyricist battles. No freestyles, baby. Lyricist battles. I don't give a fuck if your shit is written, your shit is super memorized, or you just coming straight off the dome, goddammit. You better come with some motherfucking talent behind it. Ain't no excuses. Ain't none of that. It's time. Yeah. It's time for the Nutty Loop. All right, y'all. I'm going to take y'all around the world in 11 minutes. I'm going to take y'all around the world in 11 minutes. Y'all right. Check this out. Nutty News Today is brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com. All right. You can go and check that out in any Nutty News articles. All right. We're going to start this thing off in Michigan, man. Where check was in the mail. A long time ago. I've used that one before. First class mail from the early 1990s has been recovered from a shed behind a home in Algonac in St. Clair County. Postal agents said it was stashed there by a former postal worker, Earl Hicks, who was overwhelmed by his route years ago. He now lives in Cape Coral, Florida. Federal prosecutors in Detroit charged the 66-year-old Hicks with stealing mail. Damn, that's fucked up, because you want to be lazy on your route. You just going to motherfucking stash everybody goddamn Social Security. You know how many people lost shit that motherfucking time, that year? Birthday cards lost, Social Security cards. Bills. People probably lost their homes and shit because they missed that final foreclosure bill in the mail. You know what I'm saying? Which they can legitimately say they didn't get. Or, you know what I'm saying, a payment that you motherfuckers never receive because this motherfucker, damn, that's fucked up. That's fucked up. So, I think you get an award for that. Nah, we ain't got enough time to give out awards, people. We got to keep it moving. But he's a dumbass. Just let that be known. All right, let's go on over here to UK, where breast implants and robot monkey, yeah, are among odd lost property. Okay. A pair of breast implants and a stuffed seagull among the astonishing haul of lost property found on buses. Drivers also discovered a robotic talking monkey and Taylor's dummy head, complete with wig. They were just some of the items that went unclaimed after being left on Lothian buses' 600 strong fleet. Damn, bitches left breast implants? Fuck, you leave your titties on the damn bus and shit. Hey, man, I believe these belong to you. I don't know which one's right or left. Alright, we're going in Lethbridge, Alberta, where a teen fights to graduate in kilt. Yeah, I want to look gay for my graduation. Oh, my bad. All you kilt wearers out there. Yeah, right. A Canadian teenager with Scottish roots said he is fighting school officials for the right to wear a kilt while walking in his late June graduation. Hamish Jacobs, 19, of Lethbridge, Alberta, whose family moved to Canada from Scotland in 1965, said he found his uncle's blue and green tartan kilt representing the Forbes clan fits him perfectly and decided to wear the item as a tribute to his family history during his graduation from Raymond High School. Yeah, right. But you won't wear that shit in public, though. Yeah, make that part of your lifestyle, you fruitcake. All right, anyways, let's go over here to Amityville, New York, where the Amityville Horror home is for sale. Yeah, who really wants to move into that? I do. Not. The house made famous in the 1979 film, The Amityville Horror, is up for sale in New York. Ghosts not included. The five-bedroom Dutch colonial went on the market for $1.15 million, and the Oscar-nominated film is based on the story of the Lutz family's brief stay in the house in 1975 after six members of the DeFeo family were shot and killed as they slept in the home. And if anybody knows about that movie, it was pretty good. Yeah. I didn't watch it, though. So I just heard it was pretty good. All righty. Let's get into a little bit more music, man. I want to get high. Let's get high. All right. Let's go on ahead to New Jersey, where a man is accused of sex abuse on plane. Okay. Federal prosecutors say a New Jersey man sexually assaulted a sleeping female passenger on flight from Hong Kong to Newark. Ramesh Advani is charged with abusive sexual conduct. Prosecutors say the 63-year-old Berkeley Heights, New Jersey resident was seated next to the woman on the Continental Airlines flight. Authorities say Advani reached under her blanket and sexually abused her. Ah, you done fingered her on the plane. Hey, no way, bitch. You on the motherfucking plane. You don't feel this man's motherfucking hand sliding in your cooter hole. Yeah, imagine that. All right, well, let's go on over here to Dahlonega, Georgia, where teachers in trouble after students don Klan robes. Right. A North Georgia teacher is on administrative leave and could lose her job after she allowed four students to don mock Ku Klux Klan outfits
for a final project in a high school class. The sight of people in Klan-like outfits upset some black students at the school and led at least one parent to complain. And those would have been four students getting swung on at school. Sorry, people. Some shit is just, our history does not allow stupidity such as that. Yeah. All right. Here we go, Australia. Teen stuck in drain. Yeah, trying to get phone. You dumbass. Teenage girl became trapped in a drain in Melbourne overnight. After crawling in to retrieve her mobile phone, a teenager had dropped her phone down the Wollongi Court drain and climbed in to get it. She became trapped from the waist down, and her friends couldn't lift her out. What kind of weak friends are you guys? Get some butter and slide her ass on out of there, man. What kind of shit is that? Might add any Crisco around. All right, 4 minutes left, people. 4 minutes left. Washington, D.C. Census Bureau sends sex offenders door to door. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. After two cases of alleged criminals going door to door to take surveys, Alabama Senator Richard Shelby said that the U.S. Census Bureau must do more to prevent hiring census takers with a criminal background. It is inconceivable that the Census Bureau could be so poorly managed as to hire a convicted sex offender to go door to door to collect personal information. Yeah, Shelby said, clearly, Mr. Secretary, your guidelines are not working. Well, y'all some ignoramuses. Right. In Ohio, sorority girls gone wild. Yeah. For the second time in recent weeks, a chapter of the Pi Beta Phi sorority is being accused of drunkenly trashing a facility during a formal dance. At a March 6 party sponsored by the group's Ohio University chapter, attendees engaged in sex acts, used plates as missiles during food fights, vomited on carpets, defecated in urinals, and tried to tear off the clothes of a female bartender. And people, we're talking about a sorority, not the guys. Hell no. All right, let's go ahead and wrap these last two up, man. California, Lindsay Lohan is ordered to wear alcohol monitoring bracelet. And didn't know they had one of those. But, hey, they do. Beverly Hills judge Beverly Hills judge ordered actress Lindsay Lohan to wear an alcohol monitoring bracelet and submit to random drug testing after she failed to appear for a court date last week. Where we would be spending days in jail if we missed one. Yeah. Lohan, 23, landed in hot water after she missed a court date to address allegations that she had violated the terms of her probation from a 2007 drunk driving case. Lohan finally arrived at the Beverly Hills courthouse 7 minutes late. That's what I'm talking about. Good old alcoholic. And, we're going to do this last one, man. Where a man in room 119 arrested after mistaken 911 call. Okay. Wenatchee, Washington. A wrong number led police to make a drug bust at a motel in Wenatchee. The Wenatchee World reported a man staying at one room attempted to call someone staying in room 119, but dialed 911 instead. Officers arrived Wednesday to see if there was a problem and discovered there was an arrest warrant for the man in room 119. Ain't that a bitch? It's like getting fired on your day off, people. It's like getting fired on your day off. And I can't do it, people. I love you. Much love to you, but I can't continue on. I have to get my damn shit up and running. If not, I will not be able to make money this weekend. You know? And but, hey, who knows? You know, I will definitely be back tomorrow. What the fuck is in your water? Wednesday. And you guys can tune in then, man, and be a part of the show. You know what I'm saying? Like, thank you, Ash Wolf, for hanging out, calling in, and Alexander, Heavenly Angel, and Side Knight. And, yeah, we're going to get into it tomorrow, man. So, know you guys, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate you coming in and supporting me for an hour, man. You know, pumping me up and shit. And it's much appreciated. So I got to get on up out of here. So I'm leave up out of here with my song, goddammit. It's Money for Sale. I ain't got none. I'm broke, bitch. Peace.
Wow! It's a new year. It's a new idea. I remember a long time ago. It was a song saying, I want to be rich. It's time to make it happen, y'all. It's money for sale. Money for sale. Let's make some money, y'all. Come on, let's save some money. Let's create some businesses. Come on, it's our time now. We can make all kind of money. Money makes money. Let's create some jobs, some businesses. Come on.
I got money. I got loot. But I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. I said, I got money, I got loot. But I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. So step up and let me show you I'm ready to shoot. M14 the scope got you going cahoots. It's not hard to tell when your pockets don't swell, cause everybody think you got money for sale. Now I got money and I got loot. But I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. I said, I got money and I got loot. But I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. And it ain't hard to tell when your pockets don't swell, cause everybody think you got money for sale. I said, it ain't hard to tell when your pockets don't swell, cause everybody think you got money for sale. Come on.
Money for sale, money for sale. Let's make some money, y'all.
Money.
Come on, let's save some money. Let's create some businesses. Come on, it's our time now. We can make all kind of money. Money makes money. Let's create some jobs, some businesses. Come on.
Let me bring it back to
bring
the
it
basics.
Back, bring
how
it
back,
back
in the days, hard times I had to face it. Pull out my number two and begin to erase it, so I can face it. Then chase it, find a new scheme and show up, replace it. And act like I'm the master, lock it down in the basement. Cause it's not hard to tell when your pockets don't swell, cause everybody think you got money for sale. And I got money, and I got loot. But I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. Cause I got money, cause I got loot. But I ain't got nothing for
this
you but the boot. And it ain't hard to tell when your pockets don't swell, cause everybody think you got money for sale.
Money for sale, money for sale. Let's make some money, y'all. Come on, let's save some money. Let's create some businesses. Come on, it's our time now. We can make all kind of money. Money makes money. Let's create some jobs, some businesses. Come on.
If you got a dollar, I need a dollar. Or how about you just let me borrow it till tomorrow? Cause I know you got money for sale. Throwing your paper in the air like a white girl nail. You think you're moving silky like a white girl nail. You need to save your money, need to keep your loot. Cause I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. And it ain't hard to tell when your pockets don't swell, cause everybody think you got money for sale. But I got money and I got loot. But I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. I said I got money and I got loot. But I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. And it ain't hard to tell when your pockets gon' swell, cause everybody think you got money for sale. Come on.
Money for sale, money for sale. Let's make some money, y'all.
Money.
Come on, let's save some money.
Money.
Let's create some businesses.
You
come on, it's
money.
Our time now.
Money.
We can
money.
Make all kind of money. Money makes money.
Money.
Let's create some jobs, some businesses. Come on.
Everything I touch,
money
turns to gold.
Honey, money, money
turns to gold.
Honey, money,
money
turns to gold.
Money, honey,
honey, money.
I can't touch your
body. Honey, honey, money.
I wanna touch
money, honey, money, honey,
honey, money.
Money, honey,
can I touch your body?
Woo!
Can I touch everything?
New York City,
Chicago,
everything,
Florida,
Mississippi,
money.
Everybody all over the world, come on. Use your power. Make your power work for you. You ain't got to sit right in bed and look for a job and make somebody give you something. Make it happen. You got the power. God don't love my Bible, he loves us. What do you do for one, he'll do for another. Let's do it, God. It's our power.
Money for sale,
y'all. You
gotta make some money.
Yeah, this your boy, Mr. Smell, so good. Send a big shout out to John New, the Drag Princess, everybody riding Wrecking the Game Entertainment, and motherfucking Nate Dogg.
Help, done did it again!